I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In reference to boundaries and authority and control, just say a little bit more about that. As our kids are grown, they've moved out of the house or maybe, moved back. Some have done that just because it's expensive to live today. And so there's a kind of a different set of ground rules. Are there some common mistakes that we make in this area?
There really are, and almost without exception, they're very well-intentioned mistakes. It's out of our desire to be loving, but where we lose focus is on how to translate that, how we can most successfully be loving for them. What we're always looking for, as we make that transition from childhood, adolescence into their adulthood and those relationships, is that how can we be supportive and yet not intrusive? How are we helpful yet not pushy? How are we caring but not enabling dependency? One distinction to the very point that you're asking that to me is so important is the distinction between caring for our adult children, which is a good thing, and taking care of them, which is not healthy as adult children. Caring for is distinguished from taking care of. Caring for our adult children is doing for them what they can't do for themselves. It's healthy and it's loving. It's being there for them whenever they need us. And that's where, we're talking about we're off active duty status, but we're in the reserves. And we're going to get those calls periodically. And thank goodness they call us when they need us. And these are the times they're asking us. It may be for advice. It may be for help in some other kind of way, some guidance. It may be monetary help to help them over a crisis they did not see coming. But ways that they call us that we can care for them, and again, the definition of that is care for them in ways they cannot yet care for themselves. That's healthy. We want to be in the reserves there for them. But to take care of them is doing for them what they can do or have the capacity to learn to do for themselves. And this is not healthy because taking care of an adult son or daughter enables dependency and it discourages the very thing that we highlight as one of our goals of successful parenting. It discourages maturity and growth.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.